This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, 12:02 on this Thursday midday. Mark Malusis with you, in for BT and Sal. I want to thank our friends at Town Fair Tire. They remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you get all the always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires you trust. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. And I mean nobody. Let's welcome aboard. It's been a lot of NFL conversation first couple hours. Albert Breer does a great job. Senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at MMQB, Amazon NFL on Prime. It's been a while, Albert. Thanks for the time this hour. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you having me, Moose.
Yeah, Albert, let's start here. Let's start with Rodgers. You know, the waiting game, you know, what's the, and listen, the Giants and the Steelers have got to wait it out because he's the best option for either one of those two teams. Any idea in terms of what the decision or, you know, what's factoring in, what ultimately will factor in for Rodgers in terms of where he decides to go?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't count on getting much of a timeline here. I think that's up to Aaron. And, you know, I think, you know, like he was private about this the last time. I think he's going to be private about it this time, about what his final decision is going to be. And I think we will, you know, we'll get it when we get it. You know, as far as factors go, and this is just me sort of putting the pieces together, Moose. Like, I think we're all to some degree a product of, you know, our circumstances. And, you know, I look at the two teams that are sitting out there. And again, if Minnesota throws its hat in the ring for real, then I think it does change some things. But, you know, the two that are there, I think you're sort of like looking at teams that are asking for different things from him, where, you know, the Steelers, it's come in and be the guy who puts us over the top. We've been pretty good for a while. We haven't been good enough at that position. We have guys that are, you know, more your contemporaries than most of the guys in the league, and T.J. Watt, and Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Cam Hayward. We got an offensive line that's set and ready to roll with young players all over the place. You know, we just traded for, you know, a veteran receiver. You know, the urgency that Aaron would want is all over the place already in Pittsburgh. So he'd be walking in as like the piece that would put him over the top. I look at it like the Giants would sort of be asking of Aaron something similar to what the Jets were asking him, where we really like some of the young pieces on our roster: Malik Nabers, Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, you know, Kayvon Thibodeau, and we would love for you to come in and be the guy who kind of moves the needle for us and moves the needle for all those players, which again, I think is like sort of exactly what the Jets were, you know? So, you know, I think that it's two different circumstances, and I think, you know, his experience with the Jets over the last couple of years could mark, you know, like what this decision comes down to for him. Again, that's just me sort of reading tea leaves here. You know, and I'm not going to venture a guess, but if you lay all that out, it does seem like Pittsburgh might be a little bit more enticing than the Giants. And again, I think the Vikings would be on a different level than those two.
You know, Albert, I made the argument earlier in the show, and you could call me crazy or not, whatever, but I want to throw it at you and see what you think. Do the Jets actually help the Giants out in this scenario where if you're Rodgers, nothing to do with his home in Jersey, but it's the same stadium, same marketplace. Yep. The Jets told you thanks, but no thanks. They told everybody that you wanted to stay. They made the decision that they didn't want you. And now it's the Giants in this marketplace that you have the opportunity to show the Jets just how bad of a decision that they made. Does that factor in for Rodgers, do you think, at all?
I think it would, yeah. I mean, I don't know if he'd ever admit that, but I think it would. You know, I know Aaron had a lot of good relationships in that building. There were also some that were not as great and not as perfect. And, like, what do you like to show some of those people, you know, who he is and what he is and all that? Yeah, I think it's human nature, you know, to want that. So it wouldn't surprise me. Again, that's something he would probably never admit to. But, I mean, he's a human being like everybody else. And, you know, I think you know, being told that he was no longer, you know, welcome there. Like, I think, of course, that would be a factor in where you're going next. And if he did pick the Giants, like the idea of shoving it up the Jets, you know what? Like, sure, I think that could play into it.
Albert, I want to ask you about Russell Wilson. Will he wait? Because the fear here is the music stops. You don't have a chair to sit down on, right? If you're especially focused here in New York. The Giants want to add a veteran quarterback. Will Wilson wait to make his decision until Rodgers makes his?
I would fire back at that and say, are you really that worried about that? Can Russell Wilson still give you the level of play that really makes you feel like you would be losing out on something? Or do you feel like you'd be able to get that from someone like Joe Flacco or if Kirk Cousins becomes available? Like, I get what you're saying, Moose.
Yeah.
You know, I think the premise there is, like, would they jump on Russell Wilson to have the bird in the hand over two in the bush? I don't know that Russell Wilson is still a good enough player to say yes. Like, goodbye Aaron Rodgers. We're going with Russell Wilson because he's there for us right now. I think there are other quarterbacks out there that could give you the level of play that Russell Wilson could at this stage of his career.
Fair, I'm with you. I'm with you as well. All right, Albert, I want to ask you about the two quarterbacks, Sanders and Ward, coming out of Indianapolis. Obviously, we're still in that draft process. It's next month out in Green Bay. Giants have the third overall pick. When you look at Ward and when you look at Sanders, what's the buzz around the two players? Is Ward separated himself from Shador?
Yeah, I think there's a separation for most teams in the league. Now, that doesn't mean everybody, but I do think, and this is probably more specific to the AFC teams. Like, if you're talking about the Titans at one, the Browns at two, but, you know, I think to everybody too, like, you look at where the NFL is at the position and what you're up against. And, like, if you look up Mount Olympus now, and again, specifically if you're in the AFC, you see Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, CJ Stroud, you're going to have to beat a number of these guys in succession to get to a championship. So, you know, I think it kind of comes back to that, like, I mean, are they ready now or are they going to be ready in 3 years? Are you going to get the level of play you want now versus, you know, where are they going to be in 3 years? And I think more teams now are asking that question, not so much like how ready is he to go right now, which I think Shador is pretty ready to play right now. It's like, where can he be in 3 years? In other words, like, who's got the ceiling? And, I think more teams than ever are chasing ceiling at that position. And Cam just simply has a ceiling that Shador doesn't from a talent perspective, which is why I think there is that separation. I think for Shador, it's going to come down to fit. I really do. That's the way I look at it anyway. When you look at what he is from an arm strength standpoint, what he is from from an athleticism standpoint, it's just not. And this has just taught me that this isn't my evaluation. This is what teams think. It's just not there. You know what I mean? Like, so, if he's like a day two talent, like, are you pushing him into the first round just because of the need? That's the question. And I think that makes him similar in a lot of ways to Bo Nix last year, where with Bo Nix, like, I think, 27, 28 teams would have said, like, we wouldn't take him in the first round. All that mattered was,
that there was one team that would, and that team was a tremendous fit. I mean, I could find two teams last year that I think regarded Bo Nix as a first-round quarterback. That was the team that Sean Payton coaches and the team that Sean Payton used to coach, the Saints. None of that matters now because he found a place that was a great fit, had a great rookie year, and looks like he's going to be a really good player in the league playing for them specifically. I think it's going to be, for Shador, about finding that sort of fit with someone.
Do you think the Titans right now have come to a decision in terms of what they want to do, either draft or move down with the number one overall pick?
I'm sure they have their leanings. If I had to guess right now, I'd say they probably stick and take Cam Ward. And that's just a guess at this point. And I would have told you 3 or 4 weeks ago that, I would have thought it would have been Abdul Carter. The reason I look at like Cam Ward now is just by their other actions and how quiet they've been with veteran quarterbacks. They haven't really done much of anything as far as pursuing a veteran option at the position. So, that tells me, I think part of it for them was going to, before the start of free agency, getting as much information as he could, which is why they brought both quarterbacks in for 30 visits before. And they did a ton of groundwork over the last 2 months.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Since the new GM arrived there, Mike Borgonzi, to try to get ahead of it as much as they could so they could be informed in how they attack the free agent market. So the fact that they've been so inactive when it comes to quarterbacks in the free agent market tells me they may be leaning towards taking one at one. I would have bet that it would have been Abdul Carter if you'd asked me a month ago.
We're talking to Albert Breer, MMQB, Amazon, NFL on Prime. Albert, I know you're a big Ohio State guy, so I got to ask you about Fields and the Jets, right? Is he, what we have seen from Fields, good and bad, is he a product of, Chicago and then Pittsburgh? Like, what do you view Fields landing with Glenn and the Jets and the opportunity now? Do you think they can get the best out of Justin Fields here in New York?
Well, I tell you two things. Like, number one, Pittsburgh wanted to keep him. The timing just didn't work out, and the Steelers coaches wanted to keep working with him, and they really felt like, their offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith, was obviously in Tennessee for all of those years. And he felt like he could have gotten more out of Justin Fields in time with some development time than he got out of Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. Now, that doesn't make him a superstar, but Ryan Tannehill got them to an AFC title game. I think that there's promise there in the work that he did in Pittsburgh. And really, this came down to circumstance. The Steelers decide they're going to make that run at Aaron Rodgers, and they're sort of handcuffed, right? And I don't know if they would have been willing just to go to where the Jets were willing to go money wise and commitment wise and all of that. So they did want to keep him, just, you know, the timing, all that didn't work out. The second piece of it is just Aaron Glenn's own experience, you know, and again, like I talk about being a product of your own experiences. Well, what did Aaron just come from in Detroit? I don't think there are very many people who would have, like, looked at you with a straight face if you had told them 4 years ago that Jared Goff not only would be this, still be the quarterback in Detroit now, but that he would be the starting quarterback in Detroit on a contract exceeding $50 million.
No.
When they made that trade, like, everybody viewed that as a salary dump, as part of the Stafford trade. And, like, so Aaron Glenn saw that, you know, a talented kid comes in, winds up, you know, obviously, like, in a weird circumstance, in LA at the end, and goes somewhere else and, like, just flourishes. So, you know, I think the door is open for Justin to be that player for Aaron Glenn. We'll see if he gets there or not, but, you know, I don't think they view this as, like, yeah, like, he's there, he's here for a year and we're throwing him out the door. I think they really want to build with him, and, you know, and maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. A year from now, maybe he hasn't played very well, and they're looking at Garrett Nussmeier and Drew Aller and all these guys that'll be in the draft next year. But I think he is going to get a legitimate shot to be the guy.
You know, Albert, you mentioned next year's quarterback class. Because I had a caller earlier, I'll ask you, because you know better than anybody, is next year's quarterback class on the whole going to be decidedly deeper and better than this year?
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be as good as last year. You know, last year, obviously, you know, we see what that looks like it's becoming. But I think it's, I think most teams would, I've talked to about it that have actually looked at it, say that, yes, it will be. I have one, you know, one veteran college director type tell me that he thought that if Garrett Nussmeier had declared that he'd be the first quarterback taken in this year's class. So, like, that's not everybody's opinion. That's one person's opinion. But, you know, Nussmeier's seen that way. Aller's seen that way. I don't have the names in front of me.
Yeah.
But there are a bunch of others. Lenora Sellers, I know.
Out of South Carolina.
It's really intriguing for a lot of people. Yeah. So, you know, there's not like a Caleb Williams where it's like going into the year, it's going to be like, yeah, that guy's going to be the number one overall pick. But there are a lot of guys that I think teams view as intriguing, that if they have a really good year next year, could be viewed on a different level than the guys that are in the draft this year.
Albert, two more before I let you go. Number one, when we look at what has transpired this week, what have you loved? What has made you scratch your head?
That's a good question. Cause my brain's mush right now. You know, I think what I really have liked is the Commanders' aggression. I think that, like, you look at, like, the way that they've operated, you know, and saying, okay, like, we've laid a foundation now and we're going to be able to, you know, work our way through the draft process and still get good players. But bring in answers at premium positions. And really, this goes back to the Marshawn Lattimore trade in November. And yep. Then, you know, bringing in Debo, obviously, a couple weeks ago, and now Laremy Tunsil. So I like what they've done. I also like what the Seahawks have done. You know, like, the Seahawks, like, obviously came to, a standstill in their contract negotiation with Geno. So I don't know if Sam Darnold would be better than Geno. But, you know, I think he's 7 years younger. He's cheaper. And you got a third round pick that comes with Geno back. And, you know, the DK Metcalf situation was what it was. I think they have a better receiver on hand now in Jackson Smith and Jigba. So now they have five top 100 picks. I think they got a promising young core. So I like where Seattle's at. As far as, like, the head scratchers, I mean, like, the offensive line contracts were really big. You know, it's hard for me to blame the teams that did them, though, because it's just so hard to find good ones. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and you guys have seen it with both teams there over the last 5 years.
No doubt.
It's just really, there just aren't enough, like, really good big men in the NFL on that side of the ball. And, you know, so did Tennessee overspend for Dan Moore? Yeah. You know, but, like, is that going to make them better? Of course it is. You know, like, because they've got a competent left tackle. They can move the right tackle, J.C. Latham, over to the other side. So, you know, those are the bigger ones. I don't know if there's anything that was totally head scratching, like, I can't believe they did that.
Yeah, it's fair. I mean, the 49ers stuff was kind of predicted, right? 11 of the 22 starters from two years ago off that Super Bowl team gone because they got to pay Purdy.
Yeah, and I think the Niners will. I think the Niners are sort of where. Here's what I would say. I'd say the Niners are where the Rams were 2 years ago, where the Bills were last year. Both those teams took on over $75 million in dead money. And because they drafted and developed well, both those teams wound up making the playoffs with all that dead money on their books. It's just a reality of being a good team now is a lot of times you have to push money and you have this, like, you know, this cap debt that builds up, and it seems like that's more often than not the way of getting out of it now, is that you do a hard reset single year and you rely on your ability to draft and develop to get out of it. And I think that's where the Niners are right now, is that core had aged out. And, you know, like if they can down the road, which they could have for another year or two, we might be talking about like a 2 year process of getting them out from out of that hole. And so, you know, they do the cap reset now. And by the way, I mean, it's not like that place is like bereft of talent all of a sudden, right?
No.
I mean, like, they still have Nick Bosa and Fred Warner and Lenore at corner and Ayuk for at least now.
I think Pearsall's going to be a player too, Albert.
Yeah, Kittle and McCaffrey. Like, they, like, I don't know. Like, they hit on, you know, their draft. And I think, you know, they're still going to be a factor in the NFC for sure.
You know, Albert, last one from the Giants is this, is I know you mentioned it before in terms of the way that Shane is looking at this team now. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but something to the extent the Giants really internally believe their roster isn't as bad as it appears, them having the third overall pick. If they got better quarterback play, they would have had a significant growth period last year, correct?
Yeah, I think they feel like they've been crippled a little bit by what's happened at quarterback. And I don't think anybody's running from the responsibility for that. But, you know, I think that they do feel like what's happened at quarterback has crippled them a little bit over the last 2 years. But, you know, like, and look, like, I was wrong about this. I picked them to be my surprise team last year. I will stand by the fact that I don't think they're that far off. Losing Andrew Thomas was a killer for them last year. You'll have him back. You know, I think the defensive front has a chance to be one of the best in football. If you can get more out of Deontay Banks, which is obviously a big question, but, like, then you have Banks and Adebo at corner. I don't think it's that hard to look at the team and say, if you could get a quarterback who can at least get you back to level ground, whether that's Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, whoever, you know, you could be pretty good pretty quick, especially if you're spending the third, if you're freed up to spend the third pick on a position player.
Albert, appreciate it, man. I know it's been a busy week. Thanks for cutting out some time for us and continue killing it. You're doing a great job, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Moose.
You got it. Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist, MMQB, Amazon NFL on Prime. We'll come back. That was your call of the day, brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy. Where? Of course, at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.